Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
All right, it's time for another week of the N4G Podcast. And with us this week, we have the Gambus Column.
Greetings, programs.
And also with us, we have the Frustrated Fury.
Here I am, rocky like a hurricane.
I was waiting on the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
Also with us, we have John W.
Hello.
Who thinks everybody's a nerd.
I did say that, I suppose. I was going to say, I didn't say that. You were just all having a pissing contest about achievements, but you're all a bit geeky with your Voltron toys and stuff.
Not all of us can enjoy the polygonal boobies like you.
Everyone can enjoy the polygonal boobies.
I prefer the real ones.
It's ones of the internet.
I prefer the real ones.
Well, yeah, fair dues, but yeah.
Once you go real, you can't go back.
Amen, brother.
And also with us we have Voltron himself, Michael
and
Butter.
I'll form the head.
But you will. That's nasty.
Can I be the crotch area?
Sure. No, that's the thing. The guy in the center, usually Black Lion, is both the head and the head. It's just the way it works.
Yeah, but you know what? He's nobody without his arms. Because he can't do anything without his arms.
You know what? You just offended every amputee anywhere. I distance myself from your. It's not racist, because amputees aren't a race like British people.
I was thinking more along the lines of masturbation, but, if you want to take the joke a little too far and make it offensive, that's fine. That's fine.
Fine. I will.
Damn. But anyway... So I'll go to, speaking of masturbation, Gamuscon, what have you been fondling lately?
Oh!
Straight in there.
Oh, that was good.
That's what she said.
That was good. It's been a long time since I had a segue that good.
That was quite clever, I must admit. This week I played the Catherine demo.
Really?
Again, this time with my wife.
Interesting.
Yes. She thought it sounded like an interesting game. She never seen a game like that before, and quite frankly, I don't think many of us ever have, but my wife, she's casual gamer. I mean, she's practically beaten every single stage of Angry Birds, and she's played a few other games, but she's new to the whole, actual gaming, culture. So, I try to introduce her to a few things there now and then. And I was like, hey, how about we check out this game? It's unlike anything you've ever seen before. And so I played Catherine in front of her. And she was like, this is really weird. It's different. I'm like, yeah. And I was like, where this is going, the whole... the two Catherines, one with the K, one with the C. You're going to have to decide on your fiance or this other girl. And it just seems like this, it seems like almost like a thriller, because you got these people that are ended up dead.
What is going on? Is there like a plane taking off somewhere?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Who is that?
I don't hear it. I hear a fan in the background. Let me turn the fan off. Hang on.
Somebody had their B-52 bomber about ready to jet down the runway.
Is that better now?
I think so.
Yeah.
So, Gambus, you can go back to Catherine, which I'm sorry that your demo talk is going to be overshadowed by the fact that I've almost beat it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll move on then. I only played a couple other games. I played the Warhammer 40K Kill Team demo.
Kill Team.
Yeah. I want to get it now. It's pretty darn good. I thought I liked it. And the thing is, I mean, just about a month or so ago, I was actually thinking about getting into Warhammer, the actual model building strategy game.
Oh, Jesus.
But,
yeah.
But
it's expensive. Do you have an unlimited supply of disposable income?
No.
Well, then I'm going to suggest that maybe you just wait for Space Marine to come out.
Yeah, I think that's what I'll do.
Or play Dawn of War 2 or something else, but you do not want to get into that unless you are ready to spend lots of money and you have people to play with.
He just got married.
Yeah.
So people to play with, that he has no time and he has no money.
Yeah, and when you consider like each game piece costs anywhere between $8, which is super cheap, to like about as high as you can imagine for one piece, and then building an entire army out of those pieces and then paint every single one of them. Yeah, that's an investment. That's like going into stocks and bonds or something. But anyway.
Yeah, without the return.
Exactly. just a bunch of plastic or pewter figures to put on a bunch of shelves and stuff. But, yeah, the 40K demo was really cool. Very impressive for a downloadable title. I can pretty much imagine it. If it was a disc-based game, I could imagine it being, like, maybe a $40 title.
What?
Maybe.
Really?
They would need to flesh it out a lot.
Yeah, they
would need to dude bro it. I mean, seriously.
Oh, don't bro that. Just make it awesome. And, like, you know, add skills and stuff. Like, make it Torchlight, except Warhammer.
Make it skills. Well, Torchlight's a downloadable game.
Yes, but, I mean, it's more fleshed out than Kill Team.
Well, yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
I say make it uber RPG, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of call for an actual translation of the Warhammer tabletop game for digital consumption.
See, that would be incredible. I'd be all over that.
Man, I think a lot of market. People would.
Yeah, what'd you say, Drew?
I said they split their market if they did that, though. Yeah. They lose money on the figures because everybody else is like, well, dude, let's just play it like right here.
Well, I mean, it'd be the same thing that happened to, like, Magic the Gathering.
Oh, that's an evil word. You don't even say that word.
Well, I won't even say much, but, I mean, we had this discussion, what, last week about it?
Yep.
Like, they keep the video games of Magic the Gathering in check. That way, you still have to go out and buy the cards.
Yeah. The thing is with Warhammer, because I heard that Warhammer is, like, incredibly deep. I mean, if they did, like, streamlined it a little bit, make it more video gamey, to where, you know, some people would want to start playing that, I think that'd still be a really good really good tactic, and I'd be just fine with the game, video game itself. But yeah, the Kill Team game is definitely one of the recent XBLA games that are really worth picking up. And speaking of downloadable games worth picking up, Bastion. Yeah, that game is sweet.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I played some of that. The narration, and when I first heard about it, the game was going to be narrated pretty much the whole time playing it, I was kind of, you know, I was apprehensive about it. I was like, okay, this can be bad, you know, it can get old real quick. But you know what? It didn't. It doesn't get old. You kind of look forward to the narration of everything that happens. I love the graphics of the game. The high number of colors are used in it, bright colors. It's like, it reminds me of a modern day Super Nintendo game.
Secret of Mana.
Yes. Yes. It, it's like a more abstract Secret of Mana, but with like the same color palette. Exactly. I mean, that's it's a really good top over game.
Top down perspective.
Yeah, that's all, man.
I'm just helping you out.
Appreciate it, dude. But it's kind of
ease too.
Ease.
Book of Ease.
Yep.
It feels a lot like Ease.
It does, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a fantastic game. I've only played the demo of it. I definitely want to pick both of those both of those titles up. Catherine, I don't know if Catherine is worth a $60 title.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah, I'm on the fence about paying full price for a game like Catherine.
You just said Warhammer was a $40 game, but you don't think Catherine's a $60 game?
Well, bam.
I'm just curious because I really felt Warhammer was a $10 game, and after playing Catherine as much as I have, I really think it's a $60 game. And I think it's one of those games that needs to be bought, like Shadows and Child of Eden.
I think what's going to happen is you're going to be able to pick Catherine up for $40 in the next couple of weeks.
I don't doubt that. I really seriously don't doubt that.
But that's probably what I will.
But I mean, what I've played of Catherine and what I've seen of Catherine, because I've watched a lot of videos of it as well, it seems like the main game component is the puzzle game.
You're incorrect, sir.
Really?
Yes. The puzzles take place in between. Of course, the puzzles take place during the night when you're doing the nightmares.
Yes.
And they are very challenging, but the bulk of the game and how the story plays out is done in between. When you're in the bar, you're at lunch, or things like that. It's a very social. I'm assuming
Persona 3, Persona 4.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's very much like Persona. You get to talk to people, answer text messages, and just really, you know, flesh out the characters and the environment.
And the text message thing as a way to interact is actually pretty refreshing.
Yeah, you can actually reply to people and you can change your responses and it changes the outcome of what he says, depending on if he's more towards order or chaos.
Okay. Okay, I'm back on again. Yeah.
Gamus, seriously, you probably could wait about 2-3 weeks and probably pick it up for $40.
I'm sure it'll be on Amazon.
You wouldn't hurt anybody's feelings, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it'll be on sale for $40 in a couple weeks. There's no doubt about that. Unfortunately, that's the trend right now, and as long as that trend continues...
Yeah, that is unfortunate.
Because developers are going to... It's going to get to the point where people don't buy anything at launch anymore.
I've already canceled a bunch of my pre-orders for the fall.
Exactly.
So... You know, I'll be interested to see if it holds through fall, like I told you.
Yep.
Because fall's a little different. People are out buying games between, you know, November 1st and November 30th. And anything released in that window may not see a price drop. It's not like you're going to see Gears on sale for $39.99 or Uncharted on sale for $39.99. And I think that's because those games are going to be selling through that holiday. They may drop in December or January.
But you're more likely, because I was going to buy the middle version of Gears, and I bet if I wait, that will at least come down to 60.
What's the middle version?
It's the, it's not the Epic Edition, it's the LE.
But I mean, what's different besides this stupid statue?
It comes with the cog tag. It doesn't come with all the downloadable stuff.
Then I wouldn't
even
bother. The
only reason I was doing it was because I purchased the special edition of Gears 1 and 2, and it just feels wrong to not get the special edition.
Ugh, I've never bought a special edition of Gears.
I will never buy a special edition of anything unless it is free.
The only special edition I'm buying this year is Batman, and that's only because I'm a huge fan, and that package is really awesome to me.
Yeah, I think that's going to come down too.
We'll see. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure Batman will be one of those for 2 or 3 days on Amazon, $40.
Yep.
Or not $40, but $50, like $49.99.
Well, if it does that, then I'll grab it. I mean, I'm really looking forward to playing it. It's just my philosophy right now is looking at everything I've got pre-ordered is there's a bunch of multiplayer stuff coming out. And that's the stuff I really want to make sure that I have at launch. And the single-player stuff that I absolutely want to play, does it hurt me if I don't get it at launch? You know, or should I take my chance and wait? I mean, it's still going to be there.
Yeah. I've only got two games on pre-order for this holiday season. That's Dead Island and Dark Souls.
Dark Souls is going to be sweet.
I'm that big of a fan of Demon Souls that I have to get this game.
Well, that's me and Batman. There's no missing day one. I could give up every other game this holiday season.
But you want to hear something awesome? If you pre-order the game and get it brand new, Dark Souls, you automatically get upgraded to the limited edition.
Yeah.
I didn't see that on Amazon.
It is. It automatically does it.
Yeah, I think that's how the Demon Souls was.
It was.
Yeah.
Anyway, Gambus, what else are you fondling?
Actually, that is it this week. I was kind of thinking about playing some Zelda, but then, you know, after last week's rant, I'm still in a Nintendo hate mode right now.
Somebody's iPhone just gave him a message.
Yeah, mine just updated.
That's sad. Sorry, I know that sound.
Sorry about that. Yeah, when I look at my 3DS or my Nintendo stuff, I'm just like, it feels negative now when I just look at Nintendo stuff. I mean, the thing is, Capcom is, they're kind of treading on the same water that Nintendo's been treading on, you know, just.
Really? I think Capcom has done some stuff that's a little worse.
Well, thing is, with Nintendo, it's been a lot more of a slow burn, whereas Capcom, they're trying to make up for lost time in the past month.
Dude, I don't think I've ever seen a company piss off so many people in such a short amount of time.
Exactly. It's like, bam, 3DS.
Yeah, for real.
3DS, Resident Evil Mercenaries, you can't get rid of the save. Bam. You know, it's like, oh, bam, we're going to take away Mega Man Legends 3 from you. You know, and then it's like,
and
bam.
And they give a bullshit excuse that it's because the fans weren't involved.
Oh, my God. That is...
Well, I still think the comment about how the fans don't really get to choose who's in the game, it's not their decision. I thought that was pretty shitty.
Mm.
Yep.
Well, the fans can choose not to buy the damn game.
Yeah, but they won't.
I'm not. I'm going to get into that later on. Trust me. I got my own little rant for that.
You ready to read? Let's go.
But I didn't write a manifesto, but I'm just going to... it's coming from the heart.
Sweet.
All right, so what about your future fondling?
I picked up a Dungeons Siege 3.
Really? Awesome. Sometimes you just shock me with the stuff you buy.
Yeah, it was $40.
Yeah.
Yep.
A lot of every game's been $40, Jason.
Yep.
You don't own Portal 2. It was $37 on Amazon right now.
I need to get that.
That's like, damn, that game's so good.
Yeah, that's definitely one I'm going to be getting. And some other ones that I really want to get real soon are the Assassin's Creed games. I got the first one, but I don't have two. I don't have Brotherhood.
Then you don't have the best ones.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So
I could leave Assassin's Creed out of the entire trilogy and be thrilled about it.
Well,
I agree.
You got it. You kind of have to know where
YouTube it
Desmond Wiki. Came from.
Yeah,
it's Wiki or YouTube.
Yeah,
that's what I did.
That game I really did not enjoy playing.
I didn't either, but I mean, it came out during a time where good, quote unquote, good games were few and far between, which is why. You know, Dead Rising sold like hotcakes.
Well, yeah. Any other day of the week, that game would have sold shit.
Yeah. But, I mean, came out.
Then
they
wouldn't have released Dead Rising 2.
Kind of like Lost
Dead Rising
Planet.
2, the paid demo. And Dead Rising 2, the paid post-game demo. And Dead Rising 2, hey, here's the character from the first game, but in the second game, buy it again. with the original second game character's jacket as a bonus.
Super Dead Rising 2 Turbo Edition.
I really wish they'd just start naming them that. Just put Super in front of them. Or Ultimate.
Or Arcade Edition.
Or Arcade Edition at the end of it, yeah.
EX plus that Alpha.
Resident Evil 6 Arcade Edition.
Dude, that Capcom can piss me off all they want. I'm still excited about Resident Evil 6.
Really, wait for the Gold Edition or the Platinum Edition or the Diamond Encrusted Dick Edition.
Wait, you're excited for 6 or you're excited for the Left 4 Dead clone?
I'm excited for Resident Evil 6. And I'm excited for the Operation Outbreak.
Okay. Well, 6, they say, is supposed to be a reboot.
That's fine. I love Resident Evil games.
I do too, and that's what I'm talking about. That's the reason why I haven't completely blew off Capcom, because they have Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm.
How about this, the Bend You Over Edition?
They already released that.
Yeah.
That's every game they release.
Yeah, every couple months. But let's get into that later. Let's move on. Let's talk to Drew and what he's been playing.
Well, I played a lot of Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
That's a lie.
Yeah. I also play a lot of Street Fighter.
That's probably not a lie.
That is a lie, actually. I haven't touched Street Fighter. In fact, I contemplated selling it, but I said, no, I've already spent my money on these games. I own them personally, and I'm not just going to give them away.
The cake is a lie.
Mm-hmm. But I tell you what I did play. I did play a lot of Bastion. I'd say I'm well over halfway done with that game, I guess. I thought I was close to the end, and then all of a sudden...
Did you get the, basically, we're going to do it all again part?
Yeah.
Okay, then you're about halfway through.
Yeah, well, I'm a little... I've already got, like, 4 shards, so...
Okay, then you're more than halfway through.
Yeah. That game is awesome.
Yes.
I really like that narrator. For some reason, every time he talks, it reminds me of like a southern version of the guy who played the Candyman. If you know who I'm talking about. Todd something, isn't it Todd?
Tony Todd.
Tony Todd.
Oh, yeah. I met him. He's cool.
And it really is great. I think it's one of those games that I think people may skip out on because they think... You take a look at that game and you say, flash game. I don't know what it is, but you look at it and it just looks... Yeah, the art style is nice and it's colorful and stuff like that, but the animations and things like that, it just reminds me of a flash game almost. But then when you actually sit down and start playing it, it controls so well. And it's just like... It's one of those quote-unquote artistic games that I can actually get down for. You know, Limbo, whatever. You know, stuff like that, it doesn't appeal to me. But Bastion, it's the complexity of the combat mixed with the customization of your weapons, mixed with the customization of your character. I leveled up and didn't even realize I'd leveled up. I leveled up 3 times and haven't went and put in... You use, I guess they're perks. Alcoholic drinks.
Yeah, they're like perks.
Yeah, you put these little perks on. You drink these alcoholic drinks that you can. It gives you like special abilities, kind of like you get 15% better critical hits or stuff like that. And I didn't even realize that. I never even went back to that shop. So that was the problem. But yeah, and then after I had leveled up 3 times and didn't realize it and went and put all those perks on, man, I'm like a powerhouse. And the game's just amazing. It really is. It's the narration's awesome. It just feels really unique. And for $15, I mean, I bet you I've put probably around 4 to 5 hours into it. And I'd say I'm probably about an hour away from beating the game, so it's about 6 hours. But there's so much incentive to go back and play it again.
Well, it's got a new game plus.
Exactly. One thing that Shadows of the Damned should have, but that is so sad. But anyway, yeah, that game's amazing. The only thing I don't like is that sometimes, because of the view, you fall off the friggin' world all the damn time.
That was my biggest complaint in the review.
Yeah. It's you constantly, like, I'm accidentally rolling. The cool thing is you can actually control. You can do, like, an evasive roll, but you can control where you're going to roll. So you can almost do, like, a circle roll.
Yeah, and then you fall through a hole in the floor.
Yeah. What actually got me the most, like when I was playing the game, I said, this is a really cool game, but what really sold it for me was whenever you do the, I guess when you go get high, basically.
Oh, when you smoke the little thing?
You smoke the hookah, and you go to, what was it called?
Oh, nope. The place.
No one knows, or who knows.
Who knows where?
Who knows where?
Yeah.
You go to who knows where, and you learn the backstory of the kid. And
did you actually finish that thing?
Yeah.
That thing, I got all the way to the last wave, and they killed me. I was so pissed.
Dude, have you tried it with the little monuments on?
No, I saw the monuments, and I'm like, no.
I'm playing through the main game with four monuments on right now.
Oh my,
the game's difficult as shit.
I would not turn those on.
But you get so much experience points.
That's fine. I don't need them.
I want to beef my character up, though.
New game plus.
Yes. But anyway, yeah, you get these little monuments that you can turn on. They're kind of like the skulls in Halo.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're like, oh, now every time an enemy dies, they drop a grenade and it explodes after they die. So you got to kind of have to be careful when you kill stuff, or, oh, they can take more damage, or, oh, they give out more damage, stuff like that. But yeah, that game is awesome. But yeah, it hit me when I realized this game is freaking amazing was whenever I did the whole who knows where thing, where you start learning about the backstory of the kid, and then later on you go to another one where you learn the backstory of the other characters. And yeah, that, like, I was like, I sat back and was like, yeah, this game's awesome.
Yeah, I was so disappointed I couldn't talk about it last week.
Yeah, but I mean, seriously, anybody out there, if you enjoy, I wouldn't necessarily call it a hack and slash, because it's not a hack and slash.
It's like an action RPG almost.
Yeah, think of Zelda. It's kind of like Zelda a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that game is amazing, and I suggest it to anybody. Let's see here. Oh yeah, PSP. I played a lot of PSP, actually. I finished the Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker.
Sweet.
That game is really good. I can't wait to play it on a television screen.
Yeah, that's why I decided to wait.
Yeah. See, I was so bored at work that day because we had absolutely nothing to do. I was like, fuck it, I'll just turn it on. And there's so many good things about that game. You know, they have the whole meta game where you're basically building up your army, basically. You're creating Foxhound. What's it called in the game? I can't even remember what it's called, but it's not Foxhound yet.
Dude, I don't remember. It's been so long since I played
that game. I can't remember what it's called. But yeah, that's really cool. But yeah, I finished that game. I mean, it's kind of old now. I mean, that's what I usually do, is play old games with Wombat. But I did finish that up. It was actually a really good game. I want two sticks to control my character.
Yep.
And the camera, and I want it on a big screen in high definition.
And it'll be here.
And it will be here in October, I believe.
Yep.
And the other game that I completed, actually, and I didn't even realize I was that close to beating it, was Mod Nation Racers on the PSP. I got it for free because PlayStation decided to crap out on us. And, yeah, that game it's one of those games I call the bullshit racers.
Oh, because they got the rubber band AI?
No, because, all right, bullshit racers are Mario Kart, Blur, Split Second, anything where you can get a power up, because it seems like every time you're racing against the AI is always aiming for you and you only.
Oh, yeah.
So I get hit with, like, you know, three different things, three different rockets, back to back to back. Now I'm in last place. What do I say? Bullshit. Which is why I call it the bullshit racing games. So, yeah. The game's really enjoyable. It's actually surprised me. I had no interest whatsoever into Mod Nation Racers, but I had owned every PSP game that they offered. So I went ahead and picked it up. And yeah, I mean, I'm not much for customization. You know, I mean, they can, you know, you can put all sorts of crap on your racer and make them look different. And of course, you can always make your tracks and stuff like that. It's not really for me. I just got down to the career mode, which I didn't realize the career mode is actually very fleshed out. There's a lot to do in that career mode. But I finished it, yeah. So what happens, we have 8 hours and with nothing to do but play your PSP.
PSP.
Yeah. Now I'm out of PSP games besides Nights in the Nightmare, and I tried doing the tutorial, and I said, I don't understand this, and turned it off. Because holy shit, that tutorial was like 2 hours long.
I don't get it.
That's why I pulled. I just pulled the dumbass look. I was like, huh? What? And I play a lot of RPGs, and that game is just confusing as shit. So, yeah. I'm officially out of PSP games.
PSP.
So if anybody wants to recommend any, I know Jason will probably say Trails in the Sky.
Well, you still haven't played the third birthday, so I'll punch you in the face.
Yeah, third birthday. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Have you played the original Parasite Eve, Drew?
Yeah, I played the first one. Played
the part of the second. That's coming to the PSN shortly.
Yes, I played part of the second one.
The second one is...
It's different.
It's very different.
They changed it, and you know I like the RPG elements, and from what I understand, Third Birthday is just a fucking shooter.
It is just a shooter, but it's still good.
There's no RPG in it whatsoever.
Very, very little.
Oh, give me. I want my old Parasite Eve back.
Well, go play it.
Well, it's not a Parasite Eve game. You're not allowed to use the name.
Oh yeah, so it's not called Parasite Eve. Yeah.
It's called the third birthday.
Oh, Hulky had a birthday?
Jesus Christ.
But, yeah, that's all I played, actually. Not much going on. I played a lot of Netflix, I'll just put it that way.
Played a lot of Netflix.
Yep.
Which, by the way, I know this isn't anything to do with video games, but they put the Avatar movie from M. Night Shyamalan on there.
Yeah.
And I watched it. It must be that I do not give two shits about that cartoon because I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah, the movie wasn't that bad.
It set it up for a sequel. Like, big
time.
It's
not going to happen because of the box
office. Well, yeah, because everybody cried because, it's Hollywood, it didn't follow the story. You know what? I still love Tim Burton's Batman, and I watched that the other day because I bought the 20th anniversary Blu-ray edition. Yeah, that movie's broken. Batman kills people, and he created the Joker. Come on. That movie is so wrong.
Who did Batman kill him at?
The scene at the end where...
He kicks him off the fucking...
Well, not only that, but the scene where he sends the Batmobile into Axis Chemicals and blows it up when there's people inside of it.
Oh, yeah, that's not Batman.
Yeah,
Batman.
I mean, come on.
Would
not do
that.
And he even
everybody knows Tim Burton's never read a comic book in his life.
Yeah, but yeah. Even the scene where he says, I'm going to kill you. When he talks to the Joker, Batman would never say that.
Yeah, but the Joker killed his mom and dad.
It doesn't matter. Batman would still never kill him.
Don't ask me.
I'm just saying.
I haven't seen Avatar. I've never seen the cartoon.
It's on Netflix.
I don't
Netflix.
Really care about seeing the M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie.
I would tell you to watch it since it's free because you got Netflix. It's actually not a bad movie.
Yeah, I
enjoyed it.
It's not nearly as bad as all the reviews that got.
No.
I'm a fan of the cartoon, and I will say I still like the cartoon better. But the movie, after reading all the reviews about it, I was expecting like complete total horse crap. And me and my wife saw it, and we both thought it was actually pretty decent.
Yeah, it's worth watching.
Is that a Japanese anime? Because it comes off as not Japanese.
Nope. It's was made for Nickelodeon.
So it's American.
It is very American.
Okay.
And actually, one of the things that they complained about was that the kid who played Aang was white and that he wasn't white in the cartoon. And actually, it could go either way in the cartoon. He does not look distinctly Asian in the cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was enjoyable. I think people take it a little too seriously.
Yeah.
That said, I think people were quite pleased to hear the Akira movie was killed, finally.
That was already a movie. Don't understand why they're going to make another one.
I've never seen Akira, so...
It's a hard watch if you're not into anime.
Yeah. See, I used to be in anime, and I still watch anime every once in a while, but I just have no desire to watch Akira.
That surprises me. That's like the classic, the pinnacle.
Exactly. I just don't want to see. It's one of those things where everybody's like, "You gotta see this movie! Oh my god!" And I'm like, "No, I'm good."
Well,
the reason why is because of the people, basically.
in terms of animation quality, it probably is the best or one of the best. But in terms of story, it's just kind of out there and...
It's really messed up.
It's weird.
Yeah.
You got to get high before you watch it.
Well, no. That'll help. No.
It'd help. It'd be more entertaining.
No.
Anyway, let's get back to video games.
Don't start, because we will get bashed on Twitter for that crap.
I know.
Go ahead. Drew, were you done with Future?
I haven't even done Future
well,
yet.
Well, then go right ahead and do that so we can
move okay. on. Future stuff. More Bastion. I'm going to finish that up. I shouldn't be too. I'll probably finish that today. I want to jump back into Mortal Kombat. I swear to God, I will get the friggin' pass to this friggin' week sometime, and I'll go ahead and start using those characters. Rain looks awesome. I really want to try him out.
I love his first fatality.
I'm playing some Mortal Kombat. I want to get down on that.
Get down on it. We'll talk about Mortal Kombat a little later. You know what for.
Yeah.
So I will move on to John. Hey, John.
Hello.
You've been quiet today.
Yes, I know. Well, I can't get a word in sideways, really.
You got to slip it in.
I think this week, most of my game plan has been taken up by either old games or new games pretending that they're old games. So, fill in Ryan's shoes this week since he's not here. I finished Gears of War 1. That game's broken. Yeah, it's only God knows what. That was 2007?
I think
Isn't
so.
Is that about right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
So it's 4 years old. So I finished that. That game is arse.
Wow.
No, don't get me wrong. I like the game. It's a good game. It's just
so you're a
frustrating
butt man, is
what game.
You're saying.
Well, absolutely. it's frustrating. The AI is daft and doesn't let you do it. It really hinders the experience. You stick on Gears of War 2, which I have also played and completed this week. That game is so much better. I didn't once have a problem with AI as I did with the first game. It looks better. The story is a damn sight better, with the exception of the trying to pull at the heartstrings piece of crap in the middle of it, which does not work, fails completely, misses a point. You know, don't know why it's in there. So I played those two. I really like two. Stoked for three. Should be interesting to see how they tie that up. I did also, like some of you guys, I played Bastion and Kill Team demos. Liked both of those. The Kill Team seemed okay. The demo wasn't massively long. I'm not sure if it's a game I would be able to play for a large length of time, but Bastion was very good, very colourful. I agree with the falling off the edge of the world problem that game has, but it didn't happen that very often, so it's probably you can overlook that kind of thing. The narrator is absolutely brilliant. The way that he comments on everything as you do it, it's implemented extremely well. That's funny. And you hang on his every word, which is a bit strange for a game, really. the other game that I'm playing for review is a game called The Ass Kickers.
Because you're a butt man.
Because I'm a butt man. Yeah, it's essentially a PC game made by a little indie group. Ago Games, and it's a clone or a homage to games such as Streets of Rage, you know, the old Final Fight and those type of games where you've got a side-scrolling character beating dudes and dudettes to a bloody pulp, and the idea is you progress from left to right, stroke right to left, beating up all that you can.
Stroke it left, stroke it right.
Absolutely. It's not very good.
Ouch.
Yeah, unfortunately, it looks nice, but you don't play that game for the way it looks. You play it because it meant to bring you back to the days of old when you were playing Streets of Rage and all those sort of games, like Double Dragon and whatnot. So the looks aren't important. What's important is the way the game plays, and it doesn't play very well. There are no different types of combo. The special moves are difficult to pull off and frustrating. He'll often not... If you're trying to punch someone in front of you, for some bizarre reason, your character thinks there's someone behind him and does a back punch, so you're then getting punched in the face by your enemy. It's really silly little things, but as a whole causes the game to drop in quality substantially. And also, the grammar is terrible. In the paragraphs where you're the story scrolling across the screen, there are simple mistakes such as two words without a space in between them.
Maybe it is really supposed to bring you back to the days of badness.
Yeah, but it's not so much of a homage as they obviously haven't got a proofreader. It happens quite a few times. The review will be up shortly. I'm going to play some more of that at some point in the next day or two and get a review out. But so far, not very impressive. Not for the price they're paying for it as well. I think it's like, is it about $10 or something like that? $7 or $8? It doesn't seem like a lot, but you can go and get Streets of Rage on the Xbox Live Arcade and you'd have a better time. So, and that's all I've been playing.
And what about this week?
God knows. I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to be playing. I would like to play From Dust, but unfortunately that's not going to happen. So, I don't know.
Why is it not going to happen?
Sorry?
Why won't it happen?
Because somebody else got the review code.
Yeah, but it comes out this week.
Yes, I know, and I have no Microsoft.
Oh. Points
and out of work, and it's quite difficult to...
I think John's still angry at you, Mike.
Yeah, no.
Sorry. I know you'll do a better job of the review anyway, but it's... every time I see some bits and pieces about that game, just looks more and more incredible. I am going to be looking forward to reading what you have to say about it. I don't know. I'll probably play the demo of From Dust.
Don't feel bad, John. I thought about stealing Michael's code. That's how bad I want to play it.
That's about it. There's nothing coming out. There's nothing I've got sort of planned. I'll probably go through some old games the next week. If Ryan doesn't turn up, there's somebody to talk about old games.
Well, there you go. So I guess I'll move on to Michael, who is not allowed to talk about From Dust.
That is correct. But my review is done. It has been filed. And it will be up as soon as the embargo lifts on Tuesday.
Have you completed that game?
I have.
So there is an ending.
There is an ending. There are 13 missions, territories in the story mode, and there are 30 challenges. I have not completed all the challenges, but I did make it all the way through story mode. I can't really say anything about it other than check out the review on Tuesday. So I'm going to move off that before I say something about it. I don't know if I had finished God of War Chains of Olympus when we spoke last week. I know I was playing it, but I did finish that. And then I also played and finished Ghost of Sparta.
The Angry Man Chronicles.
Yes. I will say that... Ghost of Sparta had a more interesting story.
Yes, it did.
You know, I still don't really... they've gotten very creative with the bosses. The end boss in God of War was kind of a little bit of a twist and kind of interesting why that happened.
What a twist!
There was no twist in Ghost of Sparta in terms of who it was you were going to be fighting. I mean, that's not what the twist was. There was some interesting stuff to learn more about Kratos, but he's still the angriest dude who ever walked.
I really liked how he dealt with King Midas.
Yes, that was kind of awesome. That was a cool segment. Like, you're actually trailing Midas through these caves, and you actually follow like the gold, like handprints and stuff. But there are things in that game. Like, I was playing, and at some point you walk into Sparta, and like, oh, Lord Kratos is back, and then it's like they open up you need to go down to this prison. Okay, why? Why exactly am I going down to this prison? They never really explain, like, kind of why you're in some of the places.
at least when I played God of War 1, that it was really all the locations were connected, and it made a lot of sense why you were going from place to place. But that's probably my biggest complaint about the two PSP God of War games, is that you're just thrust into places where it doesn't make sense. And then I remembered from the Welcome Back program, I had Pursuit Force, and that game is actually fun and cheesy as hell.
Who's doing beatbox? What was that all about?
That wasn't me.
He's scratching.
What the hell are you scratching? Where's your...
Go, DJ!
That sounded weird.
That sound sounded like something else.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, no.
If anybody played DJ Hero, they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's a great game.
Yep.
And then I played Shadows of the Damned. I am into Act 4.
Ooh.
That was the worst act.
Yep.
By far.
I have completed the Big Boner turret segment. I have completed the side-scrolling, the first side-scrolling. Because I understand, but there's two.
Three? Yeah.
Yep. One of them's a boss fight.
Yeah, which sucks.
So you've got to fight the opera chick.
No? Spoiler.
Okay.
Dude, nobody's going to play that game.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. It's actually in the achievements, though.
I don't care. People don't look at achievements because of spoilers.
Oh.
I'm just saving people who haven't played it, because everybody needs to play it.
Yes, I do.
I agree. But yeah, Jason. It's, this segment, I would say that even the Big Boner segment was...
Ugh.
Yeah,
I didn't have a problem with it.
I died a couple of times. I thought the aiming was subpar.
I just don't understand.
The aiming in the entire game is just off by 2 centimeters. It's weird.
They don't need that segment, though. That segment was far too long.
Yep. And you have to do it 3 times.
Yeah, the fact that I did it once and I'm like, oh, this is over. No. And I did it twice. Oh, this is over. No. Shit.
I knew it was going to be 3 times.
Well, everything's 3 times. 3 times is the magic video game number.
Yeah. Yep. Well, at least the stuff that connects those areas without giving it away is kind of interesting.
Well, I got tired of the cutscene after I die.
That too. And that's actually one of my largest complaints about the game, is that the cutscenes aren't unskippable. And even games that don't have skippable cutscenes often have it such that if you died, you can skip it the second time through. But now you have to watch every cutscene.
Shwing! 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 Shut up.
I only had to see it once.
Yeah, I only needed to see that once.
I never died during that.
Yeah, well, you're a better person than I am.
Yay.
Well, that's all I played this week, actually. Next week, my plan is to finish Shadows of the Dam. I have purchased Bastion. And I actually, if you buy it through the Microsoft Store, which is not Xbox.com and not through your console, you can get a free copy of Twisted Pixels The Maw. So if you haven't purchased Bastion yet, and you need that link, just let me know, and I can dig that up for you. But I did tweet it a couple times over the past couple days. And then I'm going to play Pursuit Force. I'm looking forward to Catherine coming out. I probably will not purchase it right away. I want to clear one more game off my stack, and I'm deciding whether or not that's going to be Crysis 2 or potentially God of War 2, since a lot of God of War kick, and you know, me and my angry, angry Kratos.
Dude, you are breaking...
Yeah, you're like fading.
Yeah.
Like fading? Yeah, that's like, not like, good.
You'll talk.
It's like you're rocking back and forth and you're going away from the mic and then close to the mic.
Sad. All right. Well, let me just repeat my next week fondling then. I'm going to finish Shadows of the Damned. I'm going to play Bastion. And if you can get the Maw free, if you buy it through the Microsoft Store. And I'm going to play more Pursuit Force and something else. And then I'm going to buy Catherine.
Well, there you go.
There I go.
Boom shakalaka. Boom shakalaka boom.
I keep forgetting to talk about Dawn of War 2, but yeah, I play a lot of Dawn of War 2 lately.
Oh, that might be the game that I play.
That game's awesome.
The other game I clear off my stack.
All right. Well then, I guess I will blast through mine really fast. I didn't actually play a lot, but I did finish game number 33, I think, which was Captain America. America!
In America!
America, fuck you! So I gotta review that this week. It's decent. It tries very hard to be Batman. It tries very hard because it's a brawler. So it uses the Batman brawling system where you get into a fight with a bunch of guys, you can move between enemies, do little combos, flip over them.
That's kind of cool.
Not quite as deep as Batman, obviously. Not quite as smooth. It also has, I guess you'd call it Captain Vision.
Really?
Seriously?
Where you can,
Super Soldier Vision.
You can press up on the D-pad and, like, you can see things you can hit with your shield and, you know, stuff like that. It's mostly helpful for the 14 billion fucking collectibles in this game. I shit you not, there's at least 15 different things you collect throughout this game.
Are they just pieces of Bucky that you get blown up and you have to put them back together?
No, he's in the game.
MODOK throws some stuff around and you gotta pick it up.
He's not. I don't think he's in it. I don't know enough about the Avengers. I know that big creepy alien's not in it, but, you know.
A big creepy alien?
Yeah. Isn't that what MODOK is?
Well, MODOK, no. He's actually AIM built MODOK.
Okay.
So, actually, that hasn't even happened yet in the timeline of the game. That doesn't happen until present day.
Okay.
Machine of Killing or something like that?
It's called a comic book, John. You ever read
I know what a comic book is, but Captain America, sort of like, you lot are so fucking pretentious.
Oh, for God's sakes.
You have Captain America, we have Johnny English. I mean, who got the short straw there?
I believe you
have Captain Britain. and Excalibur.
Yep.
We loaned you Nightcrawler.
Excalibur.
And we loaned you Shadowcat. I mean, can't you be happy?
No. I don't know how well the movie will do over here, to be fair, because,
Captain America.
What comic books are, but I don't know how big he is over here, I'm not sure.
I don't know, I think when he got the Super Soldier Serum, everything got big.
Hey, John, you guys over there should accept Captain America the way we've accepted Harry Potter.
Well, they're slightly different, to be fair.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, we don't shoot down your culture.
I don't know. Captain America is
every week
lame.
Shoot down my fucking culture.
That's not
Captain America's not lame.
Yes, it is.
Have any of you seen the movie yet?
No.
No.
No, going on Wednesday.
It is really good.
Dude, I haven't seen anything outside of Thor. I didn't see Green Lantern. I haven't seen Captain America.
I haven't either.
I liked Thor. I thought Thor was quite good.
I enjoyed Thor. It was all right.
Yeah, Thor was pretty good. I think Captain America was actually better. It's really good. It's a really good story.
The only thing
I don't really like Chris Evans either, though.
Oh, I hate you.
No, and nothing wrong. I mean, I think I watched a film he was in called Cellular with Kim Basinger and Jason.
Oh God, that movie was horrible.
Okay, dude, don't watch
that. That movie was made in 2002.
Yeah, don't watch that movie.
I thought he was good in it.
All right, John,
if that's him.
Okay, John, look at that, and just I'll continue on.
Okay.
What the hell? That's supposed to be Wonder Woman?
No. Anyway, that's some Comic-Con cosplay for John.
Of what?
I don't know.
Is she cosplaying as a naked person?
That's Vampirella.
There you go. Jason knew what it was.
Well, bye.
Anyway, but the Captain America game's not bad. It like I said, it really mimics Batman. Especially with the, it has challenge mode.
Oh, come on.
Which there's combat challenges and,
Does
there's stealth challenges?
Movie?
That woman is scary.
Did she scare you, John?
That's rather scary.
She could crush your head with her thighs.
Xenia on a top.
That is...
Yeah, there you go.
Scary.
Little Venture Brothers in here.
Yeah,
Xenia on a top is actually from GoldenEye.
Yeah.
Oh right, I'm thinking of what's the one from Venture Brothers?
I don't know, but I don't like Venture Brothers. But
what?
I don't like Venture Brothers.
Well, that's because you didn't grow up with the cartoons that it's spoofing.
Okay.
Spoofing Johnny Quest
and more, way more.
Anyway, Captain America. No, but the million collectibles will be one of my complaints in the review. It's a decent game. It's, you know, it's standard movie length. It's, you know, there's been three superhero movies, three superhero games. The Thor game was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
The Green Lantern game was decent, and Captain America is decent. So I guess you get 2 out of 3. It's not bad.
So which one's better between the two?
You know, I like Green Lantern better, but it's because it was a God of War clone.
Yeah.
And it kind of worked.
Did you ever try the co-op?
No, because it's only same couch, and they don't get achievements.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought it was, like, online. I was just curious who the hell played the other person.
I have no idea. It's just a Ryan Reynolds clone.
Yeah, know? It's just two Hal Jordans running around.
Yeah, it's just Ryan Reynolds from Buried. He's running around in a coffin. Anyway.
But the name of that character is Molotov Cocktease.
Okay. What? I don't even know you anymore. Okay.
Venture Brothers.
Okay. Anyway. No, Captain America's not bad. It's certainly not worth $60, which I think it dropped to $50 before it came out, and I think it's on sale on Amazon for $37. So it's getting right around the price it's good for. It's not a terrible game. It was fun to play through. I also finished Bastion last week, which I couldn't talk about, and I agree with Drew. Game's awesome. You can read my review. I gave it high marks. Fantastic game.
Everybody did except for one person.
Oh, yeah. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
He's a dick anyway.
Yeah, he is.
But no, the game is fantastic. You know, I was always curious if game reviewers actually had passion for video games, and the fact that the guy that wrote this game used to be a journalist.
Greg Kasavin, right?
Yeah. It just shows me that there are some game journalists that, you know, do have passion for this, although I don't think most of them are still working. So, I tweeted about that the other day. I'm surprised I didn't get any hate for it.
I saw the tweet. I just kind of... I agree with it.
I mean, I remember the time when game journalists actually liked playing video games, and, like,
uh-huh.
Everybody I follow on Twitter now, like, every game that comes out, they're like, oh, this is just crap. I don't even know why people play this.
Not Call of Duty, caveman no like.
Yeah, whatever. but the other game that I'm playing lots and lots and lots of is Catherine.
Oh.
I am about... I guess about 5 hours into it, and I feel like I'm probably... I mean, there's 8 nights in the game.
It's Hanukkah!
And I am on night 6, I believe. But just to put that into context, like, the first level is, like, 2 stages, the second level is, like, 2 stages, but then they go up to 3, and I think I'm getting close to 4 now.
Yeah, they do the Persona thing, where the first month... takes you about 2 hours, and then the last month takes you about 40 hours.
But I am really, really enjoying the game. When I first picked it up, I picked it up because it was something different. You know, I'm tired of playing the same thing all the time. It felt different. I thought I would really be all about the puzzles, because the puzzles are very challenging. But I'm actually more about... I get more excited about when the puzzles are over and I get to go back and do the interaction, because the story is really well told.
You need to play Persona then.
I just don't know if I can handle that much. I think Catherine's going to be about my limit. You know, 8 to 10 hours of that is about all I could handle.
Okay.
So I think that's really my big thing. But I'm really enjoying the story so far. It keeps getting more and more deep. If anybody knows what the story's about, it keeps getting more and more deep as far as what he gets himself into.
Yeah, a major shitstorm.
Yeah, it gets worse every day, and it's actually pretty funny the way it plays out. And I'm also very interested to see what's going on. Because obviously you play the day out, you do your interactions, you do your socializing, and then at night is your nightmare where you play through the puzzles. And each floor is a different theme. So, like, you have the clock tower, you have the torture chamber... everyone's themed differently, and all the people in your dreams are also the people that are in the real world. So, like, all the sheep that you interact with in the dream are people from the real world, and it's kind of interesting to, like, figure out who's who. And when you meet them in the real world, they're like, "Do I know you? You look so familiar." So it's very, very cool. I will say the puzzles, you know, you can call me what you want. I put it on easy because I've heard this game is brutal. And I enjoy the actual puzzles. They're challenging and I don't die a lot. But then I get to the bosses, and they have smoked me many a times. This game is hard because the bosses are moving so fast up the bottom of the puzzle. That if they catch you, they kill you, and you start over. There's usually one checkpoint in the boss levels. And I know I played level 5 last night, and the boss caught me about 45 times in a row.
Wow.
So, and on easy, at least you can, like, if you collect a pillow, you get, like, 3 more continues. And on level 5, there's a pillow right at the bottom of the tower.
Says it all then.
Yeah, so I just kept grabbing it so I wouldn't lose all my lives. But no, the game is phenomenal. I love how they introduce the different elements. Like, the first is just pulling blocks out and making steps. And then they add the heavy blocks, which you can't move. And then they add the breakable blocks. Then they add ice blocks, which really changes things up, because if you step on an ice block and there's a section of them, you'll just fall right off the side. Because you don't stop. So you have to account for that. And then they add exploding blocks, spike blocks, bouncy blocks. I mean, this game gets ridiculously complicated. And if you play on easy, you get like 5 or 6 undos per move. So you can like just hit the back button and undo the last move you did. Whereas on normal, I think you get 1, which in the Japanese version, I don't think you got any.
You didn't.
Yeah, you got no
undos. They had to patch that in.
Yeah, which I couldn't imagine playing this game without undos. I think I might shoot somebody. but no, this game is extremely challenging. These puzzles are wicked.
I get the feeling from the demo that, you know, you already played 2 puzzles, but I can see how they would get very, very challenging as you go along.
Oh my god, I can't believe some of these puzzles. Like the first, I actually had to quit last night. I was playing and I got to the 6th floor and I was doing the first puzzle of the 6th floor and I kept getting stuck at the top because I would move myself into a position where I couldn't get out of. And it's my brain was just like, oh, it's 3 in the morning, dude, you need to stop. So, but no, I love the game. It's really, really good. I'm really enjoying it, and I'm surprised because I didn't think I would. And, you know, to be honest with you, after playing it for, you know, 4 or 5 hours, it's really not as provocative as the game marketing makes it out to be.
I bet it isn't.
I mean, there's some stuff in there, and I understand it, but for the most part, it's a pretty serious story, you know, about him and his relationship with his girlfriend and this other girl and his relationship with his friends. So, yeah. But no, I definitely recommend checking it out. It's on that list of, which all of them are Japanese games. They're all very quirky and well done. It reminds me of the old school. You know, Shadows of the Damned, Child of Eden, and Catherine. Now 3 very different games, 3 very original quirky games, and 3 games that if you don't buy, you should be ashamed of yourself, and you deserve to play Call of Duty for the rest of your life.
That's not fair. I don't own a Kinect, so I don't want to play Child of Eden.
Child of Eden can be played with a controller.
Yeah, but is it fun with a controller?
Yeah, I actually preferred it with a controller. It's more accurate.
A lot of people have said the same.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's,
and
it's,
you can pick it up for a song now. It's already in sales.
Yeah, it's really good. It's playable with a controller, and it plays great. It plays just like Rez.
Is it coming out on like PS3 sometime?
It's on PS3 next month, I believe.
Ah.
Yeah, but it'll be 50
with
bucks.
Move support.
But it'll be $50, whereas that's you can true. Buy this 360 version right now for 30, I think. So there you go. No, I definitely recommend Child of Eden. So all 3 of these games I recommend. If you're looking for different stuff, all 3 of these are very different games.
And then next month, El Shaddai.
Yeah, which should have been Tuesday.
Yep.
Which, you know, that kind of pisses me off. I was really looking forward to El Shaddai. I really wanted to play it after I played it at PAX. And they delayed it, and they gave no reason for the delay, but they were giving away full retail copies at Comic-Con this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, so, and they said that the reason was unforeseen logistical stuff or
so
something like that.
If you're giving away full retail copies, what's the problem?
We can give them away, but we can't sell them.
I don't know. I think it's stupid because I really want to play the game.
Me too.
So, but no, it's still releasing at a good time because I looked at the release list for the next couple weeks and there's nothing going on. So it's time to play catch up. So and that moves into my future funneling. I'll be playing Catherine. I'll probably finish that this week. I'm going to try to finish Earth Defense Force because I still haven't got through all the various levels in that. And my copy of Call of Juarez, the Cartel, is supposed to show up on Monday.
Have fun with that one. I hear it's pretty bad.
Good luck.
Well, you know, just like everybody else, I'm optimistic until proven wrong. So I like the first two Call of Juarez games. So I'll see how it is.
All right, second one.
You know, sometimes games get blown out of proportion that they're worse than they are. But granted, if it's bad, I'll say it's bad. But I don't know. I like the first two. So we'll see how it plays out. I'm still interested to play it. And I'll be playing From Dust on Wednesday.
Man.
There you go.
I'm buying it, John, so don't give me shit.
No, I'm not. I'm just good.
You're still mad.
I know. Mad.
Alright. And now that the fondling is over, it's time for the news. No news announcer guy this week. I don't know what happened.
Ammo.
Oh God.
There you go. That's good.
All right. With all the negative hate going on this week with Capcom, Yoshinori Ono was discussing his debt of gratitude and the importance of community interaction. So maybe he's the only one at Capcom that gets it, which means he'll be quitting soon, right?
Maybe.
Yep, time to
he's
show
too much
to
of a
door.
Visionary for them.
Yeah, he'd be like, I'm going to go join Inafune and make iPhone games, which I'll get to that in a minute. I'm very pissed about. Bulletstorm was not a moneymaker for Epic Games.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I'm surprised, actually.
I think it's going to be a Redbox game for me.
I love that game. It was a fun game.
I thought that game was good.
Yeah, it was stupid fun.
Hmm.
Comic-Con. Lots of news coming out of Comic-Con.
Don't tell me about it.
Mortal Kombat. The fourth DLC character was announced. Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger.
Nobody can spell his name, apparently. It's
nobody can.
Well, to be fair, I didn't know how to spell Krueger, and it was really early in the morning when I posted that, because you sent me the email.
I understand that, John, but I sent you the email with his name in it.
Yeah, I don't always copy and paste.
No, but you should read.
I saw a fucking news story that like basically spelled Cougar,
yeah,
but with a K.
Yeah, I'm like, are you not kidding me?
And he got added to the roster.
He got added to the roster.
Yeah, that's my bad. I just generally can't. You've got me as a news editor. I don't know how to spell a fucking word.
Fred Cougar added to the roster.
Yeah, but apparently he wasn't. He wasn't the only character considered by NetherRealm.
Mm.
They also considered Jason and Michael Myers.
I think they picked the best one.
Once again, I want the leprechaun.
I'm the leprechaun. And we're going to see Warwick Davis should endorse us.
I know it. We've mentioned him on 3 podcasts before.
Which is more movies than he's been in the last decade. Anyway.
He's been in all the Harry Potter movies.
He has, yeah.
Really?
Has he? Oh, great.
Yeah, it was Professor Flitwick.
Oh,
I don't watch those movies, so I didn't know.
Anyway.
His face wasn't in them, just because you haven't watched them.
He was also the goblin.
Yes. In the last one, yeah.
And the first one.
He played two different roles in those movies.
Okay, who's the nerd now?
Wicket, the Ewok, which is another Warwick Davis.
Yeah, but he had a costume on, so. Anyway, yep. Pixel Junk Monsters, soon to be in your browser for free.
That's awesome. That game is absolutely incredible.
Yep.
Which means if you plan on buying it on the PSN, don't. Just wait.
Unless you want trophies.
Oh. Here's some more Capcom news that will make everybody happy. Street Fighter and Hello Kitty are teaming up for some new merchandise.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to wait for Arcade Edition to come out.
Or Ultimate.
Yeah, Ultimate Arcade Edition Super Turbo.
As I mentioned earlier, Keiji Inafune left Capcom a while back. He's revealed his first new game. It's called The Island of Dr. Momo. It's a free-to-play mobile game. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Yeah, no.
Half of Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3's content was planned as DLC.
And yeah, way to go with that one, Capcom.
I highly doubt that it was planned as DLC. I said, well, do we want to do this as DLC? Or do we want to do it as a full disc game? How much money can we make off the full disc game? A shitload. Fucking hell, put it on disc.
That's what I don't understand, is they're claiming that this DLC couldn't have been done, but they've already got a disc printed. Yep. They've already got cover art. They've already got all 12 characters added. They've
well,
got
they
all
had
the
a
stages.
Tournament. They had a tournament at fucking Comic-Con.
Yeah, so what? Instead of doing the DLC, you've been working on this for the past 6 months? Oh,
that's
wait,
exactly what the fuck they've been doing.
That's when the game came out. Oh, yeah.
And they had the gall to blame the disasters over in Japan.
Oh, this is just a clusterfuck of epic proportions.
And people are fucking, seriously, people are fucking defending this shit.
Well, of course they are, because they're going to buy it.
You know what? I used to be a fucking fanboy of that shit, but I mean, I can only get plugged in the ass a couple times and I'm done.
You want to be able to hold your poop in.
Exactly.
Wow. That's like the best quote I heard today.
Let's face it, Capcom are turning into the video game equivalent of fucking George Lucas.
Yeah, but I still like George Lucas.
Just like I cannot, there is no way in hell. I mean, I said it on Twitter. I'll say it right here. I will never buy another Capcom fighting game. Period. I'm not fucking kidding around.
Oh.
Street Fighter Cross Tekken looks awesome. I'm not gonna buy it because I know 8 months down the line they're gonna announce Street Fighter Cross Tekken Tag Tournament Edition or some bullshit like that.
Now, to be fair, there are things that you called out about Street Fighter Cross Tekken that were stupid, like the tag match ending if one player's bar is depleted.
Well, I mean, they explained that because that's how it works in Tekken.
Anyway.
But it's the Street Fighter half.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's the Street Fighter adaptation. Why the fuck are they using, you know,
Tekken rules
for a Street Fighter game?
I don't know. 3DS now downloads 3D video while in sleep mode. Welcome
I told
to,
you that last week.
Welcome to 2005. Nintendo Video. Ooh. Dead Rising 2 producer says that off-the-records checkpoint system will not undermine the game's integrity.
The $40 for just swapping in the old character undermined the game's integrity.
The adventure will be forgiving, but not easy. Zelda Symphony concert kicks off in L.A. this October. So if you want to go see it, that's where you got to go.
Cool.
Two more fighters join the Street Fighter Cross Tekken roster.
Yep.
Dalzim and Yoshimitsu and Steve and Poison were the four characters.
Yep. Which they showed Guy and Cody in that trailer. More than likely, Guy and Cody will be playable characters.
Lots of Capcom news. Street Fighter 3 Third Strike Online Edition is got a date now. It will be out in August.
Oh, man. I can't wait for August. I'm not going to buy that fucking game.
So you're holding your bar against downloadable as well, are you?
Yes.
It is August 23rd for PSN and August 24th for Xbox Live. Which, the features trailer got me excited. I thought it looked good. Until the Super Edition comes out next year.
Until Fourth Strike comes out.
You can play the Old Republic early if you pre-order it now. There are three different versions of the game, including a limited collector's edition, which comes with a statue, of course. Just like everything else.
That's the need for that. There's
that's
no
the
need
new,
for that.
That's the new art book.
It's so stupid. Oh, I got this figure that you touch it and its mouth moves.
Dude, the collector's edition is $150.
Fuck that shit for a fucking video game.
And when you've got to pay month
when
on
you
month
gotta
for?
Pay to play.
Awesome. NBA 2K12 has three different covers with the legends, man. Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, and Larry Bird each have their own cover. That's exciting for basketball fans. Those are the three greats, man.
Yeah.
Star Wars Xbox 360 console was announced. It looks like R2-D2, and it looks awesome.
It does look so fucking cool.
Yep.
The controller is C-3PO. Yeah,
the controller is C-3PO. The Kinect is white. It comes with a copy of Star Wars Kinect, and it also has a 320-gig hard drive. And I believe the price tag is $450. So it's a pretty big it's a pretty big bundle, but that's not a bad price for everything that's in it. Blu-ray was apparently not big enough for all of L.A. Noire. In fact, the game's two cut discs would have made it too large to fit on a single Blu-ray.
I've heard that already, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the burglary desk was one of them. I can't remember what the other one was.
Huh. Yeah. It was fraud. Or it was
Bunko.
Something.
Bunko.
Yeah.
The cancellation of Mega Man Legends 3 was prompted by lack of fan participation, according to Capcom.
In other news, Capcom can go fuck themselves.
Well, apparently, yep. A fan campaign has begun to convince Capcom to revive the game.
This is an abusive relationship. No, don't leave, honey. I love you. Fuck you, Capcom.
Yep.
Filing for divorce.
Exactly.
There was a whole lot of stuff going on this week about Respawn Entertainment and their game. A comment made by an artist on the game that their first game won't really be in development until 2015.
It won't start development until 2015?
You know, it won't be out, I think.
I don't think it'll be out until 2015. I think
Why the fuck are we even talking about it?
It says, I won't be able to show you until 2015.
The world will be over by then. What the fuck are they?
According to this report, the date in and of itself is ridiculous when the company was formed last year. But I also don't believe that there's got to be more to this, because there's no way that EA would buy a company in 2011 and let them take 4 years to make a game.
Nah.
Unless they know that the games that are going to take advantage of the next-gen system are going to take that long to create.
Yeah, that could well be the case.
See, that's the thing about the next-gen systems. The games that actually take advantage of the power are going to cost as much as motion pictures do, and they're going to take about twice as long to make, which means that the game companies are actually going to have to, like, really foresee into the far distant future, and that will green light game production. So it's going to be a really weird, interesting time in the next decade for gaming.
Keiji Inafune posted on his blog a personal apology to the fans that Mega Man Legends was axed. Where was my apology when they canceled Mega Man Universe?
He was still working with them.
Well, I think Capcom is actually trying to kill Mega Man.
Yep.
Which makes no sense.
And every other title they've got coming out.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Well, they're not trying to kill them. They're just trying to beat them into your face until you say stop.
We already said stop. Wii U to offer select GameCube games as downloads.
Yeah, they can't play GameCube games on the system?
You probably can, but this will offer them downloadable, which
they already said that you can't play GameCube games on the Wii U.
Really?
Yeah, they've already announced that.
Just because they don't want to support the format. I mean, the system will physically build the graphics will be no problem. It's just that they want to offer the games as downloadable content instead of actually being able to use your game disc. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of money at the moment in remaking old games that you can't get on the current consoles, so it seems to be big bucks.
Yeah, speaking of remakes, Star Fox 3DS gets a new date, and it won't be the typical Sunday.
Ooh.
It's September 9th, which is a Friday. So they're still not on the regular Tuesday. Aliens Infestation is headed to iOS. It's the guys that developed Contra 4.
Sweet.
So, Marvel vs. Capcom 3. The Ultimate Edition was announced. 12 new characters, new stages. The roster was... even if I was excited about this game, is it just me, or does the roster, the 12 added characters, really just kind of meh?
The one Strider and Hawkeye are the ones...
The only ones I cared about was fucking Phoenix Wright.
Well, see, I thought Strider was cool, and I thought Nemesis was a cool character. But then again, I thought Super Skrull was stupid, and I enjoyed him, so... You never know. I don't know. It just it didn't spark interest. Like, really? Firebrand? Really?
See, that actually was kind of cool.
It's just... I don't know.
But the truth is, nobody... I mean, again, there's fan-favorite characters that just aren't making an appearance.
Well, that's because it's not about you.
Well, yeah. Good. Then it's also not about my money.
You want Mega Man? No, you're not getting Mega Man. You have to wait till Super Edition comes out.
They don't do it any Mega Man anymore.
Yeah. No, they will, but you're going to have to pay $40 more. Just Mega Man.
Activision.
And a special spectator mode. A special version of it.
Does the Ultimate Edition have a spectator mode?
Yes. Yeah, they said that
it does. So they're putting that in there. Something that was put into a game that came out before Marvel vs. Capcom, which everyone liked and everyone wanted in it, and they purposely kept it out. We see how you work.
They purposely left it out. I mean, fucking spectator mode, it was in, you know, HD Remix that came out, like, in 2007. I mean, how the fuck could you leave that out?
Because they knew stupid. If they did, they could release Ultima a year later.
But, you know, less, I mean, like, less. I'm saying that, if I'm saying that and we actually have the Capcom fans listening to this, they're totally just yelling at us right now saying, that's not right. Because the net code wouldn't work correctly, and they couldn't do this and this and this. You know what? If you can't get it right the first time, fucking delay your goddamn game and put every fucking thing that you want in it and then release it. And just don't release anything else. I don't care if you don't give us DLC. Just don't fucking promise us DLC and not give it to us.
Word.
Or you know what? Instead of releasing DLC, lock shit that is on the disc... A.K.A. Jill Valentine and Shuma Gorath, and then make us pay $10 to unlock them.
Oh, there you go. Now you're really calling it out.
I don't give a damn. And then there was a person on Twitter who got in a conversation with that. He said, yeah, but they weren't fully created. Like, you know, they weren't done. I was like, well, take 2 weeks and finish the fucking characters and then release it. What is wrong?
Well, it's bullshit. I mean, there wasn't any data other than an unlock code in the download.
Exactly. It was like 200 kilobytes.
It wasn't even. I mean, it was the 108, which is what the unlock codes are.
It's so fucking stupid. These people are fucking brainwashed. I mean, how can you not see that you're totally getting screwed out of your own fucking money whenever you're buying one of these games?
I'm not
trying to convince anybody out there not to buy a Capcom game. That is my own conscious decision. But what I'm saying is, if you're complaining and you go out and buy Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, then you're giving them money to do it again to you. So, I mean, that's the fucking truth. I don't care if anybody disagrees with me. That's the fucking truth.
All right.
True that. True that.
Activision announced GoldenEye Reloaded, which is basically the Wii game in HD with 16-player online and some new Spec Ops style missions, which I'm excited
about. I don't know how to feel about this.
I'm excited because I played it on the Wii and I liked it, but I just can't play those kind of games. I just don't know. The Wii just doesn't do it for me.
You just don't understand the Wii.
I don't.
The Wii is amazing.
You just know full well it's not going to feel like the original did, and I don't know. The trailer gets you all giddy with the music playing and, you hark back to it, but I don't know. I hate to
tell you this, but the GoldenEye game is going to be a generic first-person shooter.
Yeah, that's it.
Because the bad thing is, if you go back and play GoldenEye now, the game was a generic first-person shooter with horrible controls.
Well, yeah, but still, it's the nostalgia.
It could be nostalgia, but come on, it's not Pierce Brosnan. It adds a whole different level. The frigate level is like you go inside of a operating place. There's people walking around and shit.
I enjoyed the Wii version, so I think I'll enjoy this.
Okay.
Xbox 360 is one of two or three exclusives in Japan. The Idolmaster 2 is coming to the PS3, so that's a major blow for the 1,000 Xbox fans in Japan.
Huh.
We're getting Idolmaster 2.
That's a big game in Japan.
Yeah?
And it was exclusive to 360 until just now.
So why is it coming over here?
It's not coming over here. It's just getting a PS3 port in Japan.
Oh, I thought you said it was coming over here.
No.
Oh.
Oh, the guy, the head of the Pokemon company, discusses the 3DS and his franchise's future and the pains of working on the system. Figuring out how to encourage that and how to use the 3DS feature set was what led to the Pokédex.
You know what I hope happens? Is it like developers can't stand developing for the 3DS because of the 3D, so they release 3DS games that don't even have 3D capability?
Well, yeah.
That'd be awesome. I can't wait for that.
I would imagine that will be one of Nintendo's prerequisites for making
exactly.
So that's why we'll see the drop in support.
Well, yeah, that's why we've already seen it.
Mm.
Suda51 has announced his new game. It's called Lollipop Chainsaw.
that's going to be a nickname for a sex act.
It is a high school cheerleader with a chainsaw cutting up zombies.
Well, sounds good. Count me in.
You know what it's kind of like? You know, what I hate to say is what it kind of reminded me of.
One
hopefully the guy will be better than this.
Onichanbara.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, but hopefully it'll be better than that.
Yeah, please, God.
It'll definitely be crazier than that, at least.
All right. I don't know. Did you ever play that game? You got to fight a killer whale.
Yeah. It was a zombie killer whale.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, it'd probably just be
cool. She was wearing panties and a cowboy hat and had a samurai sword.
You had to wipe off the blood off the sword, otherwise it'd get sticky.
Yeah. Anyway, Saints Row the Third is getting some more talent for the vocal area. Hulk Hogan is going to be playing a role, as well as some porn stars and some penthouse pets.
Yeah, the fact that Sasha Grey is in this is kind of disturbing.
So there you go.
I can't wait for that game.
Yeah, I know.
that's seriously
hey, that's kind of disturbing. I cannot wait.
Seriously, that game looks awesome, and I'm going to have to pre-order. That's another game I'm going to have to pre-order.
Yeah. It does look good.
That game just looks fucking pure fun.
Warner Brothers got another big chunk of my money this week when they announced the Batman Arkham City Collector's Edition. The one thing that disappoints me, there's no game case.
I noticed that.
I hate when they do that. It does come with a statue, it comes with some really cool character cards, and it comes with early exclusive access to the DLC. And
so what'd they put the game in?
It's in a sleeve.
Oh, like fuck that shit.
Or something.
Yeah, which really, really disappoints me. But I'm such a huge Batman fan that I must own this. I can't help it.
Did you notice how they accidentally announced the Penguin earlier than they were hoping to?
Oh, he was out months ago.
I thought that was just announced this week.
No, they've talked about him months ago.
Because I noticed he was on the art in the photo that they'd released for it, and I thought, I didn't know he was in that.
Yeah, they released a trailer, which if you watch at the end of the trailer, they also announce another character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they announced another character through a press release for the voice actor.
I think they're going to... I'm just worried about overkill now because they've got so much... I know Batman is rich in regards to its villain roll call, but they're really going to town with this. And I don't know if it's going to be overkill.
I think that, or just put it this way, I won't say who it is, but I think the villain that's at the end of the Penguin trailer is just going to be one boss fight and that's it.
Yeah, because that's the way it's played out in the trailer.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, oh, you get to fight this guy now.
Yeah, so I don't think that's going to be a big... The Collector's Edition also comes with a digital copy, I believe, of the Batman Gotham Knight.
Which is awesome.
So.
Yep.
And a Dark Knight Returns skin. So, I mean, there's quite a bit of stuff in there. I mean, it's... Whether or not it's worth $100 is debatable. Just depends on how big a fan you are. But they're definitely going all out for this game. The Darkness 2 has been delayed until 2012, which is probably a good thing considering that Modern Warfare 3, Battlefield 3, and Halo all release in November. So, new Uncharted director says he's starting from scratch. He's going back to the games, and he talks about possibly putting Nathan Fillion in the movie.
Yay!
As not Nathan Drake.
Yeah, probably. He'll probably just be some chump on the side like the rest of his career. Oh, wait.
That's not just fun.
Mean. Crush 3D and Shinobi 3DS have been delayed.
Which means they will be canceled.
They will get canceled.
Yeah.
I don't know. Shinobi looks pretty done. Yeah, and they're hyping
But why the delay?
Who knows?
I guess they're waiting on more people to buy the 3DS.
Probably. Like, if we release it now, nobody's going to buy it.
That thing needs a price drop pretty fucking fast.
It better have one before the Vita comes out, I can tell you. John Carmack doesn't take kindly to snooty FPS haters. As long as people are buying it, it means they're enjoying it. He's talking to you, Drew.
Well, you know what? You can talk to me all I want to. But, you know what? Your game sucks.
Xbox 360 got an update this week. Guess what it did?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Not a damn thing.
It gets you prepared for the next update.
Why?
So it's the lube?
Why do we need to be prepared?
It's the lube.
I don't understand what they need to prepare. Why couldn't they just release it all in one patch?
I don't know.
That's kind of a stupid...
When the hell is the next update supposed to be?
Fall.
September, isn't it?
It's fall. I don't know the date. Child of Eden is coming to PS3 in September. So that's when it'll be out on PS3.
There you go.
As we talked about, El Shaddai, it's been delayed till August 16th, unfortunately. Final Fantasy 13-2 has been scheduled for a January release. January. And I think that's it. That's all I got. So, I thought there was more stuff that came out of Comic-Con. I know the Resident Evil 4 and Code Veronica release dates have been announced.
September, isn't it?
September the 27th and the 20th. 20th and the 27th.
What?
They will be on Xbox Live games on demand. They will not be arcade games.
What?
Yes.
I thought they were going to have a fucking disc for those games.
No.
Only in Japan, where they come with the collection for PS3.
Fucking hell, just give me the fucking collection, be over with.
Nope.
Capcom, I'm giving you my fucking money one last time. Fucking take it.
I wonder what's going to happen. I wonder how much they're going to be, because they haven't announced the price yet.
I'm actually kind of disappointed that they didn't announce that collection for the U.S. at Comic-Con.
Well, the TGS is coming. There's going to be a huge Resident Evil panel, so I bet you.
You think that they'll announce the U.S. release at TGS?
I wouldn't be surprised, but I think Resident Evil 6 is going to be their big announcement, obviously.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see. I mean, it's possible.
The only thing that Capcom has going for it with this collection is that it includes every game, Konami.
Well, you know, Konami could throw in the PS1 disc because that's the way Capcom's doing it.
That's fine.
You're not getting HD versions. And no, that's not fine for me because I don't have a PS3. Oh, wait, no, my PS3 does still play PS1 games.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, just not two.
But it doesn't play PS2 games.
No, correct.
Mine does.
And you know what?
What the hell was that?
The collection doesn't contain remake.
Now you know what the sound of one dick clapping sounds like.
Yeah, pretty much. No, the collection doesn't contain RE remake, so I don't care. I'm not playing the original again like that after I've played remake.
I've already got the original. I downloaded it off the PSN.
I still have the disc. Suck it.
I do too.
So there you go.
Yeah. I got the original, not the director's cut.
Well, yeah, duh. I still have it in the big fucking goofy CD box.
Yeah, the one with it's got Chris Redfield.
Yeah.
Looking, got this weird fucking face and spires around him.
He looks like he's constipated.
Yeah, he's like, oh, wow. And that's supposed to be Chris, I think.
Yeah, that's Chris. It don't look like Chris.
Doesn't at all. Everybody go look up the original cover for Resident Evil.
It's terrible.
It is.
Okay. But that's all the big stuff that came out of Comic-Con, I believe. Other than the fact that apparently X-Men Destiny is coming out this year, which makes me very nervous.
Yeah, me too. We have seen nothing.
I'm not too comfortable with that.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to almost all of Activision's games this year, but we'll see how they turn out.
I don't know. I still haven't played Shattered Dimensions, but the trailer for Spider-Man Edge of Time looked cool, too.
You get 10 costumes unlocked if you have a save file from Shattered Dimensions.
Well, then perhaps I should play Shattered Dimensions before I play Edge of Time. Although X-Men Destiny is taking priority.
Well, I hope X-Men Destiny is good, because Silicon Knights creating a game in less than a year really makes me nervous.
Yeah.
It'll take them taking 10 years to make a game makes me fucking nervous.
Dude, have we seen actually any gameplay videos of it?
Yes, there was a walkthrough on IGN. I watched it. It looks a little rough right now, so we'll see how it turns out.
Huh. I wonder if we're looking
it's
at.
It's got a real Infamous vibe to, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but I still think it's going to be like a Marvel Ultimate Alliance clone.
Oh really?
I don't know. We'll see.
I thought it was an actual RPG like. Mass Effect-ish.
It looks action-y to me.
Well, look what they're doing in Mass Effect 3. That was kind of something that came out of Comic-Con. They're quoted that it's going to be way more action and way less RPG.
That's fine by me. I liked Mass Effect 2 much better than Mass Effect 1.
Yeah, but it's even going to be further down the line from Mass Effect
2. As long as the story's there, I'm fine with it. The RPG elements of Mass Effect really don't interest me.
And as long as it's smooth gameplay and they enhance that, I'm happy with that as well.
Yeah, I mean, the real reason I play Mass Effect is for the story.
Yeah,
I just hope they still keep the strong emphasis on the story.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's all I care about, because Mass Effect's always been about that. That's the only reason I managed to muster through the first one, because the first one played like ass.
Yes. Oh, God, yeah.
So.
Yeah, because it was pretty buggy.
Well, it was just lanky and, like, stiff and just didn't feel right.
That's what she said.
Yeah. You know, I was
like, stiff and didn't feel right.
I have questions in the question thread.
Whee!
And you know, Plo617 asked about the Saints Row demo, but I think we've talked about that. He did say though, nukes are about to be dropped, and you have to live in a Fallout style vault. You happen to be in charge of who gets in. Considering that you naturally have most of your friends and family and essential staff, doctors, technicians, etc., you decide to let in game developers so that gaming can survive as well. You can only let in three. Which three would you bring, and which one developer would you pick to slam the vault door in their face?
Does it have to be a developer?
Oh. Well, what would you bring, a publisher, so they could talk about the game they're going to release?
No, I'm talking about the one I could slam in the face.
Oh. Yeah, we know which one that's going to be.
I will say this.
I may surprise you, actually.
Oh, okay.
If I saw Miyamoto running up to my door, and he had the rest of Nintendo was running with him, I would be like, quick, Miyamoto, get in, and as soon as he gets in, I'll slam the door on the rest of Nintendo.
Yeah, because Jason wants Pikmin 3.
Yep. You know it.
Ken Levine, you'd have to let him, wouldn't you?
I would definitely let Ken Levine in.
Because if anyone's going to deal with the Fallout, he could, couldn't he?
You know who I wouldn't let in? The developers of Fallout.
Todd Howard?
Oh,
you are mean. Todd Howard is awesome.
I like him as a person, just not his games.
Yeah, so wait, so what you're saying is you would slam the door on him because of irony. Ha ha, Fallout, get it? Wham.
That's not funny.
Let's see.
There's a lot of people I'd like to let in. I'd let the guys from Rocksteady in. That's who I'd let in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Keep you entertained with Batman for a while.
I'd let Ed Boon in.
I'd have to let Ed Boon in. He's weird, but I'd have to let him in.
I'd have to let him in just for those eyebrows, dude.
But yeah, man. That should be the next character from Mortal Kombat.
His eyebrows?
Ed Boon's eyebrows.
I would let in BioWare, but then shut the door on Square Enix.
Oh.
Snap. You'd let the doctors in?
Well.
Who would I slam the door on, though? There's so many.
I would slam the door on anyone and everyone from Obsidian.
Well, yeah. I'd let Blizzard in.
Yeah, Blizzard. Why?
Because StarCraft.
Well, wait a minute. By the time we ran out of water, they'd tell us, "Well, the game will be done when it's done."
That's fine.
We're out of water. I want to play one last thing. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not ready yet.
Think about this way, though. Blizzard would be the ration game company.
Exactly. Yeah. They'd just give me a little bit over time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who I'd let in just for humoristic, you know, for humor? I'd let Suda51 in, man, because I bet he's entertaining as shit.
Dude, he would want to sleep with everyone, though.
You know, that'd be entertaining to me to watch.
Nah, that's more like, what the fuck's that guy's name? Itagaki?
Itagaki, yeah. Dude, he couldn't find it, and he couldn't see through the sunglasses.
I know it. Cowboy hat.
I don't know who I'd slam the door on, though. I want to slam the door on... I'd slam... It's not a developer, but I'd slam the door on Major Nelson.
Or Bobby Kotick.
Yeah, Bobby.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was wanting to know. I want to slam the door on that. I want to, like, have his head in the hinge.
And then
so when I slam the door, it crushes his skull.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's
that
funny.
Nasty.
But everybody knows who I want to slam the door on.
Yeah.
You think?
Who in their right mind would not want to slam the door in that bitch of a man's face? David fucking Jaffe.
There it comes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'd let him in.
You'd yes, let him sister. In.
I'd let him
so
in.
So he could
dude.
Piss me off.
I would. I'd sit there and watch you guys fight. That'd be awesome. Obviously.
A close second would probably be Cliff Bleszinski.
Well, I'd slam the door on him, yeah. I'd be like, what's wrong, Cliffy? You butt hurt?
Nobody mentioned Kojima.
Well, Kojima, I could let him in and he'd have stories to tell me for like 10 years.
And he would show you pictures of his food.
Probably.
The reason why Kojima wouldn't be in the vault would be He would already be in outer space on some kind of, like, satellite somewhere.
Yeah. I think Metal Gear's done, so, you know.
Yeah, Kojima, he's just too good for the Vault. He's just too good for the surface, so he's like, screw Earth, I'm going to space. See ya.
Oh, that's funny. All right, I'm going to flip over to the Twitter, because we're running low on time. Key 134. I don't have a lot. Key 134 says, He-Man says, "Hey, thanks for telling me to watch that. I'll never think of He-Man again in the same way."
Hey.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah.
Gray F34 says, "Hey guys, what's up? I'm one of the few that likes Brink 2, but this
Yay!
Is the but yeah. is this DLC doesn't come out? It's a total failure. Whatever happened to that DLC?
That ship has sailed, my friend, and I'm one of the game's biggest supporters. that ship has sailed.
Oh, first day of July. Well, we're on July 25th, and we have yet to get the DLC.
Yep. So much for that.
Hey.
Do any of you guys still play DC Universe? I have 3 heroes and villains. I'm trying to get that platinum. You know, I would love to still be playing that, but I just don't have time.
I canceled my subscription.
Well, my subscription's canceled, but my character's still on there. Yeah. So I'd like to go back and play. I really enjoyed it. It was really fun.
How much is it? $15?
Yeah, you know, it's way too expensive.
Exactly.
It needs to go free to play.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen, though, is it?
Nah, they'd have to come up with a whole new model of, like, having to make money somehow.
And he also says you all have a good show. IFHD says The Witcher 2 only cost $8 million. Should development be outsourced to Eastern Europe?
I'd say yes. Because The Witcher 2, from what I understand, is pretty fucking awesome.
Well, I'm sure it's pretty freaking awesome.
I would say only if we can ship Suda wherever these games are being made, because that guy's fucked up and awesome. I know I've gone tail, and I've gone 180 on Suda, but
I'm still going to be skeptical. I'm going to be skeptical until I play his next game.
I'm telling you right now, you guys are probably not going to like his next game.
I don't know. That game seems to be something I would...
Because why do you say that?
I say that because I tell you one thing. Mikami, he told him to tone it down some. I guarantee you he did.
I'm not worried about the content.
The attitude.
I'm not worried about the content.
It's the gameplay.
That's what I'm talking about with gameplay as well.
If Mikami was the reason why Shadows actually played well... then yeah, I may not like his next game.
I guarantee you that's the reason why.
No, I don't doubt that, but I'm still going to give it a shot. He's given me reason to give him a second chance.
I'm telling you right now, I've played all of Suda's games. Shadows of the Damned is the mildest of all of his games.
Well, we'll see. The new game sounds interesting to me.
Okay.
So, I'll give it a shot. I'm going to give No More Heroes a shot on the PS3 and see if I enjoy it without motion controls.
I really like No More Heroes.
So, I think I might have two if it hadn't been on the Wii.
Yeah, I mean, he did his best with the Wii as it could. Like, seriously, at least, like, when you wanted to chop something, you didn't have to, you know, throw your arm around. It was an A button.
No, but you still had to do the jack-off motion.
Well, I mean, he wants to make it kind of weird, but I mean, you know, I thought it was cool whenever you got a phone call, you had to hold the Wiimote up to your ear.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool.
Nobody ever thought of doing that before.
And the last tweet that I have is from IFHD. He says, who is your best game artist? For me, it'd have to be Yoji Shinkawa from the Metal Gear and Zone of Enders series.
That is up there. I think I have to agree with that. I like that artwork.
I like Levine Studio. They've got a nice environmental artist. BioShock had a great environment, which Rocksteady kind of copied for Batman Arkham Asylum. Arkham Asylum.
I am actually embargoed.
I really like the art style that Dragon Age has.
Dragon Age, the first one or the second one?
The second one, actually.
The second one does have good art style.
It does. Like, if you look at some of their concept art, that shit looks amazing. It looks really cool. It looks like old school comic book style.
Good stuff. And that's all the Twitter. So, do we have reviews?
Nope.
No reviews. So, I guess we have the shout-outs.
Shoutouts.
Yeah, okay. 5 seconds of dead air.
You might have to edit that out. Okay, I give a shout out to the Front Towards Gamer podcast. The All Gen Gamers podcast. The Outcast. And lastly, but also really good, the Red Zone Gamer podcast.
Were you purposely putting in dead air?
Yes.
Because I can look at it on my screen here, and there's just seconds of
dead air. That was getting it out.
That was for dramatic effect.
Oh, well, then I'll leave it in.
Okay.
Anyway, I think that's it, unless somebody has something else.
No.
Sushi with a dick.
Sushi with a dick.
Why do you have that saying?
It's from Shadows of the Damned. Because
you haven't played Shadows of the Damned yet, and that's why you don't know.
Okay, well, I'm sorry I'm not in that little club.
You should be. Sorry, and in the club.
He's not a nerd. Anyway, well, then I guess that's it. So, Mr. Khan, if you want to do your thing and do that thing you do and whatever.
All right, and it goes something like this.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Mario!
$0.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Gather time!
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat!
Killer
Wolverine! Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon.
Then I killed the dragon.